Hello, folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. As always, we say, each and every week, we want to hear from you, your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. And also, you can drop us an email at bendradioshow@gmail.com. Right along, as always, is my producer and sound engineer, Jeff Tigger Earhart. First thing I want to ask, though, before we get rolling too far is, spring is here. It's warmed up. You've noticed all the swimsuits are out in the out on display. We'll put it this way, at all the stores, making us really get excited for summer.
Or so depressed, one way or the
where
other.
Where I'm going at with this is, are you cashing in and buying the winter coats and everything that's on sale? This is your reminder, okay?
So you're saying buy a winter jacket instead of focusing on the itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini.
Yes, winter jackets never go out of style.
Well, that will make some people less depressed.
I do have a funny story on that, by the way. A couple of years ago, on a family trip with all my aunts and uncles, one of my aunts surprised my mom with an itty-bitty polka-dot bikini. Get this. My mom, she showed up at the pool rocking that itty-bitty.
Were you shocked?
I was shocked. My aunts were like shocked and going, heck yeah.
The itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini.
Buy your winter jackets, okay? They never go out of style. Jumping right into the news, are you like other Americans? Did you hear a loud boom earlier this week that was startling people across parts of the Midwest and East Coast? Well, if you did, it has been traced back to a small asteroid, according to NASA. The object, about 6 feet wide and weighing roughly 7 tons, entered Earth's atmosphere on the morning of March 17th, 2026, that's St. Paddy's Day. As it broke apart high above the ground, it released energy equal to about 250 tons of TNT. That explosion created a pressure wave, producing the booming sounds heard across at least 10 states, including Ohio and Pennsylvania. The event was widely seen and reported, with eyewitnesses spotting a bright fireball streaking across the sky. Some of those sightings were confirmed by the National Weather Service, which used lightning detection satellite tools to help identify the meteor. Experts say the boom was likely a sonic boom caused by the asteroid breaking apart at high speed. Despite the dramatic sight and sound, there are no records or reports of debris reaching the ground, suggesting the object burned up in the atmosphere. So in short, it was brief but powerful space event that was visible. A wide region got to see it, but ultimately it was harmless.
This is the first time I heard of this.
Oh, you hadn't heard about this.
I did not hear anything about this, but you said a sonic boom, so that means that that was breaking the sound barrier.
Exactly. I saw the video clip and coverage of this on St. Paddy's Day, and I was going, whoa, okay, that would have had me shocked too. Heading to northern Minnesota, a spilled load of corn from a train has unintentionally created a deadly situation for local wildlife. Over the past several weeks, more than 100 white-tailed deer are believed to have been killed after being drawn onto railroad tracks to feed on corn scattered along an 80 to 90 mile stretch from Thief River Falls to the Canadian border.
That sounds kind of like a cartoon.
It kind of does.
It does. It sounds like a cartoon. Continue.
Well, residents say a rail car carrying salted corn likely opened in transit, spilling grain along the tracks. The easy food source has attracted deer and other animals, especially during a harsh winter when food is scarce. But the tracks also pose a danger. Deer tend to stay on them to avoid deep snow, making it difficult to escape oncoming trains. Local landowner Steve Porter has documented the scene, reporting widespread carcasses and heavy deer activity along the railway. He estimates the death toll could reach between 100 to 200 animals.
So if I'm understanding this right, in this approximately 100-mile stretch, this train car was just dribbling a little bit of corn as it was going.
Exactly.
So it was this long smorgasbord?
Exactly. That's exactly the case. A door opened on this rail car. And
all the deer are up there eating, and
they're
here
happy
comes the trains,
can be.
And squash, just like grape. Okay.
Well, continue. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the spill, noting that such accidents do happen. though they rarely coincide with times when deer are most vulnerable. Officials have already euthanized at least 13 injured deer in the area and warned that more dead animals may be discovered once the snow melts. Residents continue to express concern as the situation unfolds, calling it an unusually severe wildlife loss tied to an avoidable accident. California is now where we're heading. Wildlife officials in California say more than $3.5 million has now been distributed to livestock producers dealing with the return of gray wolves. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says about $3.52 million has been paid out through the state's Wolf Livestock Compensation Program, which was created by the California legislature to help ranchers offset costs tied to wolf activity. The program offers support in three different ways. Ranchers can receive payments for confirmed livestock losses caused by wolves, pay for presence payments when wolves are documented in the area, and funding for deterrent tools aimed at preventing conflicts between wolves and livestock. Most of the money so far has gone to ranchers in Northern California, where wolf activity has been most concentrated. The compensation program was developed after the return of the gray wolf to California in the early 2010s. Wildlife officials say the effort is meant to support ranchers while the state continues managing the recovering wolf population. State officials say they'll keep working with eligible producers to distribute remaining funds, and application information is available through the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Now, there's a number of other states that I know want to jump on board just like this, because wolf has been a problem in Montana, Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Utah. Should I continue?
No, you shouldn't, okay. But that is exactly...
I'm glad that some landowners are finally getting some compensation. So, if the government is giving them some money, doesn't it tell you something like maybe there's a little too many wolves in that area? Just saying.
I'm just saying I wanted to share this article just for that case, because there are so many states with ranchers that are battling the introduction of wolves into their area. Here's some hope. Maybe take a look at how California structured their payback program. Heading across the country over to Florida, a little-known but highly destructive invasive species is spreading through the Florida Everglades, the Asian swamp eel. Scientists warn the air-breathing snake-like fish could rival or even surpass the damage caused by Burmese pythons. Native to parts of Asia, these eels were introduced to Florida in the 1990s through the live food trade and have steadily expanded their range. Today, they are found across much of South Florida's wetlands, where they prey heavily on crawfish and small fish, key food sources for many native species. Researchers, including ecologist Nathan Dorn, say crawfish populations have dropped by as much as 90% in some areas where the eels are established. This decline threatens a wide range of wildlife, from wading birds to alligators that depend on crawfish to survive. Part of the eel's success comes from its unusual biology. It can breathe air, survive drought by burrowing in mud, and hunt effectively at night. Unlike native predators, it can persist through harsh conditions and quickly prey on returning species when waters rise again. Despite their growing impact, there are currently no effective methods to control or remove swamp eels from the wild. Experts warn that if their spread continues unchecked, the species could significantly disrupt or even partially collapse the Everglades' delicate ecosystem. While more research is underway, scientists say the rapid rise of this resilient predator is a serious and under-recognized threat to one of America's most important wetlands.
So we've got lizards that just fall out of trees in Florida. We have air-breathing fish, snake-like eel things.
Have you seen what these eels look like?
No, I have no idea what they look like. Do they look like a snake, or do they kind of more resemble an eel with a little bit of a fin on it?
No, when I saw what these looked like, and they were just a mass of them, like all entangled in one another, I thought they were snakes. Very creepy, okay?
I can't believe you even actually read this story, because we all know how you love the reptilian kind with no legs.
I'm not going to comment anymore on that subject, but I am going to say this. We're going to take a short break, crew, and when we come back, we've got more of The Ben Show.
Wolf cattle. presents the 38th Opportunity Sale of 2026, Thursday, April 2nd. 300 registered limousine, Limflex, and Angus Bulls, fall yearlings and spring yearlings, plus 30 registered females. Online only with live bidding through Superior Livestock and DV Auction. Sale details at wolfcattle.com, DV Auction, Superior Livestock, and Ranch Channel. Wolf Cattle, where beef is our business.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armin with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And as always, Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Now, with wildfires that we have heard across the country already this year, I got to say this first. Nebraska, you are in our thoughts and prayers.
South Dakota, too. They had some wildfires.
Absolutely. Yep. And listen to this. According to Wildfire Today, it's been 40 years since the United States Western region has experienced this low of snowpack near winter's end, setting the stage for what many fear will be an early and extreme peak wildfire season. Not only does low snowpack worsen environmental conditions and increase the possibility of extreme fires, but it also limits the window to safely set prescribed burns during the spring. As winter fades and temperatures rise, spring marks the beginning of wildfire season in many parts of the country, especially in areas expecting dry conditions. Now, I know Tigger and I've both been watching this, and you don't have to do much of a look or just turn on the radio. Like you said, the radio's on right now, and we've been talking about the dry conditions. And I don't remember the amount of people right now affected with the drought monitor, but I know it's quite extreme.
I got it pulled up because I figured you were going to go there. I can say pretty much the entire country, other than areas of California, northern South Dakota, North Dakota, some areas in Kansas, and then getting over at Kentucky and West Virginia. Other than that, pretty much the whole country is in drought-like conditions already.
And what else is scary is if you go up into Canada, British Columbia, you know, that's a lot of times how we get a lot of that bad air quality that comes down in the summer. They're speculating this to be their worst wildfire season and have already had more volunteers and individuals signing up to join their wildland firefighters group. So just a heads up, it could be a tough one outside this year.
Now, I know a lot of counties and townships, parishes, different areas across the country, they have organizations where you can sign up to be on the fire watch. Where
yes.
maybe if you don't have the time, like me, I always wanted to volunteer for our local fire department, but it never worked where you and I are traveling and rodeoing and stuff like that. And just then when somebody would need me, I probably wouldn't be around. But if your situation is kind of like ours, you can get on one of those fire watch crews organizations where you just when conditions are really ripe, if you will, you're just assigned basically watch and, you know, you've got your call list. And
I highly recommend you joining a volunteer fire department if you can already. And you're in a rural area. My dad was a volunteer. Both of my brothers are volunteers.
A lot of our good friends.
There's another reason to also join, not just to be on the watch, but you'll learn practical ways to help yourself even prevent fire on your own property.
You know, one of the things, I'm glad that we're talking about this. One of the big things that I learned when I lived in Oklahoma and battling fires in that part of the country is you never turn your back on the fire.
Correct.
Ever. I know that sounds like a little thing, but that's extremely important because look how the wind can just literally, a gust can change direction and that fire can instantly, it can jump, it can move, it can surround you. So kind of some scary stuff.
Well, I think this is a great time to bring it up just because I have been really watching this closely and there's a lot of worry about what the wildfire season is going to be this next year. And when you're looking at your property, we all have spring fever. We're now getting outside. We're cleaning up our yards.
There's people in the field already and believe it or not.
This is one of those where no different than back when you changed your clocks ahead, you should have changed your smoke alarm batteries.
Oh, yes. Yes. Great idea.
This is the same thing here. You need to be checking. Are your fire extinguishers, are they still good? Here's another one I think a lot of people overlook outside when they're looking at their property. They're excited about their fire pit and getting their yards ready, but they forget about remembering what is the water access? Like if there was to be a fire, how quickly can you get something to put it out? That gets overlooked.
You know, the other thing too with that, and we're really good about this where we check our fire extinguishers. We know where they're at in the house. We have all of our important documents in one place. And you and I, it kind of seems once a year we revisit that where if anything happens and you got to get out of the house, first make sure you can get out of the house. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those documents, have them in one place, organize them. We went and we have all of our passwords to all of our different accounts that say a laptop burns up or gets destroyed or something like that. And you got to log back in and report banking information and credit cards that are destroyed, right? So just to kind of make your life a little bit easier, those list of medications, things like that, it's better to be safe than sorry in that situation.
And while you're doing this, it doesn't take long to do it. It's so easy. It takes you 2 seconds. We all have a cell phone with a camera, right? You have home insurance on your property, correct? Take 2 seconds and take photos of all of your rooms. Because if you were to ever go through a fire,
great
idea. You have to have documentation. Or let's just put it this way. I've dealt with insurance before. They're going to push back and they want something to prove that you said
not
you had this.
Not just a list of, I had 48 guns in this room.
Right. That's the thing. And more people than not tend to forget to do that once a year. Just quick, take pictures in every room of what you own.
And like those items of higher intrinsic value, I just mentioned firearms, but in all seriousness, I have all the receipts for all of our firearms in that little case. It's right down here. You see where I'm pointing?
You know where that's at.
It's right
yes.
over there, along with titles for the bank and birth certificates. All that very, very, very important information is in one location. Can I offer another suggestion?
Yes.
Before I know we got to head to break here pretty quick, but especially in the kids' rooms, this is one thing that we recommended in Oklahoma when we dealt with a lot of the oil field and fire training and stuff like that, having a hammer in the kids' room to break a window.
Smart. I've never thought
of that.
Because
a lot of kids will be scared that they don't want to break the window. They're going to get in trouble. But nope, have a towel there and a hammer that if they have to break that window, throw that towel over the broken glass and get out. And also a muster area that if you have to get out of the house, where do you and your family muster up? Where do you gather to make sure everybody is there and they're safe?
So think about it. That's almost like going back to grade school. And we used to have those drills of saying, this is where we all get together.
Yep. 100%.
Do that with your family.
Just takes a few minutes.
So please be prepared. Take some time. Look around your property. Clean out those dead leaves. Cut back the trees and get ready to enjoy this summer.
And be safe, everyone.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more of The Ben Show right after this.
It's the sale worth waiting for. CK Bar Ranch, Simmental, and Simangus Bulls, designed to add pounds and profit to your program, where bulls offer the best of both worlds with proven calving ease and growth to maternal strength. Join the CK Bar Ranch crew Friday, April 3rd at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at DV Auction and videos, catalogs, and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and ckbarranch.com. Join us April 3rd in St. Ange, South Dakota for a powerful set of bulls ready to go to work for you.
RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale, powered by the Motherlode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cowherd value. All sale information at RanchChannel.com and JorgensenFarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch Monday, April 20th.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Now, here's the other thing to be aware of, by the way. If you haven't done so and you're getting the itch to go camping, a lot of the state parks and national parks and just even private parks are private camping grounds. They are open to book your reservations. I'm bringing this up so that you're not late to the party, okay?
You're kind of looking over here at me with this. Let me just back up. Let me just tell a little story about this. Beck had an idea last year, and of course, I didn't have a vote in it. And you wanted to get a Class C camper.
Yes.
Okay.
And we got one.
It's very similar to Cousin Eddie's on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It is not that bad.
So, of course, I went along with it, and we got this camper. And like everybody, we put another $1,000 into this thing, accessorizing said camper, and took it out on our maiden voyage, which was the only voyage that this thing has gone on, because it cost about $700 that weekend when it got, 4 miles to the gallon, unbeknownst to me?
It got closer to 6.
It did. You weren't even driving the darn thing. And when we were driving through the brakes, and it was so darn windy, and it was everything that I had to go 40 miles an hour through the brakes, very quickly we became that guy.
And when he, just to clarify, so you know what the brakes are, that's what's the nickname for the Badlands in our area. We call it the brakes. So it was rough
and
terrain.
There was semis behind me that were going 40 miles an hour trying to haul oil and everybody trying to haul cattle. I swear we got passed by an old John Deere tractor with a baler on it. And everybody was passing us and expressing how, I was number one in their book.
But
so
honey,
I'm not excited to do any more camping. We're going to flip the thing because I guarantee you, as soon as they cashed the check when we wrote it for them, they were celebrating that they were out of that camper.
Okay, now just to classify, you threw all campers under the bus, okay?
I said Class C camper. I'm not saying because I want a fifth wheel.
There you go. You weren't explaining that enough. You were just bashing on the camper. So
this particular one, not all Class C's.
And it's
just
like a 20-year-old Class C.
This particular one that right now is parked in my shop with a dead battery. So I don't know what you were going to talk about in this segment, but I just added the voice a little bit.
I feel that apparently you needed to have a little counseling done. You needed to feel and express your feelings.
There it sits. So a beautiful Class C camper is for sale.
It is not for sale. We've only done one trip with it.
Okay, so the point is, if you're going to go camping,
now is the time
book
to
your stuff now.
Start booking those campsites, because I hear people all the time. I mean, a lot of groups on Facebook, and everyone's biggest gripe is that the spots get taken. They can't find a spot, X, Y, or Z. You got to get those reservations in now. And now I'm looking at you, Tigger, as well, going, holy, I need to pick out where our spots are going to be for the 4th of July.
I was just thinking that, because we always take the 4th off and go camping in a certain spot.
Right. But I'm also bringing this up for those of you that may be thinking about going camping in a new location. Say you've always wanted to head west. You want to go to Yellowstone. You want to go to Glacier National Park. You want to go to Rocky National Park. Some of those areas where we just mentioned earlier previously in the show about how wildfire season is kicking off already. This is going to be that time for you to take in while you're booking your spots to remember that These areas may have to deal with wildfire, meaning you may have a fire ban.
That's okay? A very good point.
And a lot of times I hear from folks that are new to camping or they're not used to camping in drier climates. And they're sitting there making comments on social media and just going, oh my gosh, my family, the trip's not going to be fun anymore because we can't have s'mores. You can still have fun, okay?
It can still be fun. We got a camper for sale. It'll be fun.
We don't have a camper for sale. I'm just bringing it up, though, that when you're looking and making your plans for this summer, knowing the forecasted wildfire season, we're thinking that it's going to be throughout the entire United States, you're going to want to be double checking before you hit the road to check and see, are there fire bans in that area?
Some roads closed or some areas that you wanted to go to that maybe are going to be off limits now?
Yes, absolutely. And then maybe just have a backup plan so that it's still fun. The party keeps rolling. And there are other ways to have a kind of like a campfire feel once you're out in the backcountry.
Now, did I mention there's a camper for sale?
And on that note, we're going to call this show wrapped for this week, folks. Remember to keep sending in any questions or comments you might have about the show. You can send text or call, by the way, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Bend.